guess. I mean, you guess. I'm Jonix.
I'm Bioscope 21.
I'm Kogu, but currently known as Tevros Nitram.
It's Odek.
I'm Darkblat.
Gardo.
And this is the fourth episode recorded so far, but the second one to actually be successfully recorded. Yay.
Yay.
So, hopefully, I'm recording it. Exactly be recorded.
Because this time we've got Bioprize, our new recorder. So today we're going to be discussing, first off, Darklight's comic, Fine Shenanigans, and other preposterous things.
Yay! I request a GS spot.
Little Finlander.
I request a GS spot.
Is it even possible to have Fine Shenanigans?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
But shenanigans,
all shenanigans are fine, Gattertech. All shenanigans are fine.
Gattertech!
Yes,
you can't. Right, so, first comic is the generic, not really generic intro. So he gets
this
pretty
intro
much
ain't generic, son.
Kicked center stage. Hello, comic readers of DCP. I'm your handsome host, Darklight. I'm the definite owner of these comics. So there's an
intro. And then there's Disco Line.
Disco Line.
Where the useless Hellcrime person makes his return from the last topic.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I'm always imagining that guy with the voice of Vic from Versus Blue.
What?
Welcome to the Weak Things Inc. Hotline. My name is Earl Jonathan Unhelper. How to serve you, your phone?
What?
Not you, okay.
Sorry, it's Red versus
stupid Blue. Lag!
So, moving on, then there's some of the other comics.
No.
DL, you want to talk about it?
I don't know what to talk about.
Nachi is an awesome robot. The Frontier Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know where the reference comes from?
No.
The game Team Fortress 2.
I should have known.
I'll buy it.
You're obsessed with that, aren't you?
And Ninja Kotu died.
Kinda.
I know you did.
Ninja Kotu died.
Why would you know? But spam time!
No!
This is a podcast on comics, not spam, so let's get back on topic.
Spam!
Alright, back to the book of the... You want some more...
This is how much I fail right now. I don't even know what comic we're on.
I believe you're still doing Fine Shenanigans and other professors games?
Yeah. Which comic is that one?
Alright,
I want to talk about the Artsy Compendium.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yay!
The comics are the introductions to the PGSs. Fresh Neo, Darkseid, some weird dude.
Some trivia about Fresh Neo, he has no idea who LR is.
That's Fresh Neo.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You just mentioned that. I'm sorry. Who's that other guy right there?
So seeing as there's a bunch of silence right now, I guess I can step in and maybe explain a bit about the series.
Or perhaps we can just
start it. I'm saying so.
I have a question for Darklight.
Yeah, all right. What?
For Darklight, who is that guy speaking binary?
It's a robot that one of the guys made. I know I'm not...
I kind of was asking Darklight.
I know I'm not Darklight, but I think... Why would I made that? It's in another...
Just read the fucking character sheet!
Oh yeah, that works, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why it's there.
His name is Morgan.
Okay, how about what?
I know
a girl. What was the inspiration for you to make a character that speaks in binary? Because I've never seen it before.
Is that Morgan a guy?
No, it's a robot.
Morgan is a robot.
It's from one of those.
Just read!
Oh my good god!
Okay.
Good morning.
Let's be serious here, guys.
This is so I don't think this is...
Darklight, go ahead.
We'll name this the non-serious spammy episode.
I can't speak when those two are talking about...
Yeah, guys.
You go talk. You talk. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
The inspiration to Morgan was from the... one of the characters from the... It was Blue. What was it? The brown guy that speaks Spanish. The robot.
Oh.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, boy. Alright, so this is your fifth comic series deal?
Yeah, I guess comic. So. I haven't checked.
Yeah, he hasn't checked. He probably has actually seven comics.
This is his... He probably has, like, three series, but, this is the only, fit.
He's had seven topics for the same series. That's my guess.
Something like, not seven series, because it's the fifth topic.
Seven topics. Never said seven series.
So, why don't we let DL talk?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, talk about what? I haven't paid attention.
Your comic.
I have a question. Wait, let me think of one.
I think I might actually have a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I lost it.
Okay. Where did you... Okay, I got one. Why is your arc about ponies?
My Little Pony.
Ponies. This new My Little Pony show, you know about it? Do you?
Yes.
I know about it because I slightly watched the hub, not really. And I've seen... the commercials. Oh, yes. Friendship is Magic. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ew. Friendship is Magic!
You know, it's not really that much of a...
Magical rainbows make me...
It's not really that much of a you show. You can actually watch it without your brain melting.
I prefer teddy bears.
I don't prefer teddy bears. I like ponies.
Teddy bears. And pretty butterflies.
Ponies.
Wait, ponies. Everyone was infected except for the girls?
Back on topic!
That doesn't make any sense.
The pony I just sang.
Wait, I have another question.
Alright.
Where did you get the idea to use the Migusta in your comic?
Migusta.
I laugh every time I see that.
Me gusta. Well, it kind of fits.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I see.
Because it
means, I don't see how it fits.
I like this.
Because me gusta means, I like it.
Mm. Oh, and did you
really talk? So I think I have a question.
It was a cookie. It was a cookie. Yeah, right.
So,
did you like it?
So, Dio, what inspired you to use razor rockets for this?
Razor Kick. I've always used Razor Kick because I like it. It fits comics pretty well. And it's pretty much a dead kid,
okay,
so I'm Garfield, trying to support it.
Good answer. Great answer. So let's stop interrupting Darklight and start listening to him, okay?
Wait, you're an actual BGS, and that's all this is?
Yes.
Calm down, Kevin.
Now I'm sad that I wasn't able to finish my new Razor Sprite.
Did you have, like, a box of
in time to reapply the PGF.
Did you have a bowl of Frosted Flakes? That's seven bowls of Frosted Flakes this morning?
With extra sugar?
No.
Yes.
I, in fact, only had fruit chews.
Coco for Cocoa Puffs. Or better yet, he's Coco for Cocoa Puffs. I need to make a comic about that sometime.
We're making Darklight feel bad now. He's gonna cry anytime. You made the Finlander cry, you...
Alright, so,
made the Finlander cry, you horrible people.
So, why don't we let me ask my other question now?
Good idea.
I'm making a funny image.
Kohu, just let Shadon talk, please.
Por favor.
Hey!
Alright, so, what program do you use to make these?
Photoshop.
Photoshop. Oh, okay.
Photoshop.
And you won't learn anything from our GIMP segments.
All right. So, I think we've gone off topic enough about Fine Shenanigans. Pretty much, it's one of the only active Razor series out there, to my knowledge.
It's Razor is the only one.
There's actually two of them. You know?
That's why I said one of them.
Comics. Oh, okay.
I think there's also that one series by Filbert.
and the 09 thing?
There's actually two more
Fraser
comics.
There's also a Brandon Fire comic.
Wait.
Yeah.
So, I think we should move on to Motel Rapture now, Emma?
Yeah.
Alright, so, the Motel Rapture is an MAS by an author named Mr. Maniac, currently Creed Bratton. The other authors are Nepar Rocks, MK, iPenguin, and Filbert. Although, it's relatively slow series so far. The first thing you see when you open up the top is a surrealist banner that has absolutely nothing to do with the series whatsoever.
Look at those little balloons in the background.
Involving a guy in a suit with a TV head and a staircase coming out of his arm.
I don't know if you can say that's a guy, but...
he's standing against
the ocean. Tanuki Mario is just trying to avoid the staircase.
And there's,
Tanuki Mario. Flies.
Raccoon Mario, a bunch of balloons with Pokemon...
Tanuki Mario!
Sapphire on it, and a shark.
In a staircase.
Oh, that's
coming out of his arm, happened. Yeah.
I see a shark.
Yeah, I just said that.
So, I can't hear you ever, everyone.
Three little scraps of paper floating in midair that says the Motel Rapture.
Yeah. So, the comic starts with Mr. Maniac walking happily along a cruise ship looking at sunset. That's a nice top hat. And some suspicious looking yellow guy comes up behind him and knocks him out. Always nice to be knocked out on a cruise.
You must come with me. We need you. I don't want to hurt you.
And then he wakes up with two men in tuxedos.
We're alternating.
Those men need fedoras.
So, he's sitting in a relatively dark chair that you can barely make out against the background, and apparently, they need...
It has evil eyes.
Oh, not...
That's weird, little evil eyes coming out of it.
I just noticed something. The dude with the silver kakama, despite looking like Absorba, his pupils are a different color than the rest of his eyes.
And he only has one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And one's the shading or something.
I think he only has one. Oh, no, actually, he has two. Three.
It's probably just lighting.
That guy has
three
lines.
Wait, I just thought of something else.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that later. Just go through the tales and we'll get to that.
So, they want him for some sort of secret government project.
Yeah, we are the government.
He decides not to because it's Shark Week. And he doesn't want to miss Shark Week. So.
In that panel, if you notice, he's a lot lighter than in the other panels.
He's a lot what?
Lighter.
Oh,
lighter.
Yeah, less than.
Yeah, his face, yeah.
It's his face, though. His body's the same.
His face is a light bulb.
Yeah.
His body, it's just a tiny bit darker.
Maybe the happier he is, the more his face lights up.
That's a good point.
Really cool.
Yeah, that could be.
Maybe his head lights up like a light bulb or something.
So then there's only one other comic so far by MK, which is naturally, like all MK comics, an absolute work of art.
Yeah, where is that one?
Big
Post from the bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry, I...
They're playing Lion King in the background.
Okay, ooh, nice.
Yeah, they're in Times Square. So, MK is walking along in Times Square, and...
Probably going to see Lion King over at the theater.
Or she's leaving after the show. So she gets into a taxi, and some dude hits her with pepper spray.
No, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's pepper spray.
Again, the Greg Kilcoma guy...
No, I don't think it's pepper spray. It might be some sort of knockout spray.
It's some sort of spit.
You know what?
Just removal spray.
You know what I thought was kind of funny? I don't know if we've ever said this, though, but in the second panel, the sign on top says, these comics are great, put them in your signature. LOL.
And
well,
then
MK Vultures.
That's pretty nice, actually. I didn't notice that before. And then... the next panel
I'm
is...
I'm so kidding you guys. Guys, this funny image I just made.
So, it's... The,
no.
Next,
thank you.
The last panel is just those two agents again. And she's just kind
Once
of...
Once again, the Greg Kilcoma guy has blue and green eyes.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, that was the guy in the last comic.
Yeah.
No,
so.
He still has blue pupils.
So?
That's just a spreadsheet.
Yeah, it's probably just.
Anyway.
So anyway, there.
Wait. He's also.
Huh?
Sorry, he's also got his other arm. As.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
So
he's got
something freaking going on.
Picking up and. They were just talking amongst themselves. Are you sure she's the one? I'm positive it's her. Because I'm not driving out in the rain again if she's just another hooker. Possibly my favorite line in any comic. I love that. The phrase
that
another just got me. So, the Motel Rapture is a pretty promising series about some secret government project. For whatever reason, it's kind of... It almost reminds me of Genesis a bit. Not sure why. But... It's got a bunch of really great authors, and although it's a pretty slow series, I'm hoping it'll pick up soon, because I'm certainly liked what I've seen so far.
Yeah,
so,
it's really good so far. Great graphics, great everything. I have no complaints.
I made Dark Knight cry.
So... Now we're going to be doing the game.
Why you make Finn? Okay.
Take it away.
Wait. I actually have a
question.
Penguin, I haven't seen him in the comic section ever since he left Civil War. Do you know if he's still around? Or anybody?
I have no idea.
I don't
think someone just flushed
it. Giant.
The giant flying toilet of doom.
Yeah, they should make a comic about that.
Alright, so... Moving on.
The Motel Rapture Toilet Edition.
Alright,
so,
can we do the Gimpel segment now?
Okay,
Yes,
it's on topic.
You're welcome, Bio.
Seriously, we should stay on topic and stop interrupting.
Yes, no one ever gives everyone else.
Stop spamming, you spammers, or I'll spam the life out of you.
Spammy.
Spammy.
Alright.
Delete talk.
So, Bio talked about how to put real image comics with GIMP.
Yes. Now, let me just pull up an image so I can do it. Are you gonna follow along or something?
Yeah.
Okay, pull up an image with a white background or any kind of background.
Like a
solid color, any kind of image with a solid color background,
preferably white.
I'll pull one up.
I'm gonna pull one up too. I have one around here somewhere.
Just go out to Google Images. Just pull one up and then just paste it into your GIMP image.
Sure, there's no shadow or anything.
And open up GIMP, and then add an alpha channel to the one layer that you have, and delete everything, all of the background, delete everything. Then take your fuzzy select tool and take your fuzzy select tool, which is like the magic wand thingy, and then click feathered edges in the menu, and tone it down to 2.5. Now, select all the white that you don't want in your background.
Grow selection by a bit.
Yeah,
like,
why must you be so slow?
No, you don't need to grow selection, just, like, drag it. Just click and drag. And, there's also, if you want an image to get out, you want to use an image that has multiple colors in the background, then, I'll pull up another one, and, copy it and paste it into your, transparent background again, and, then take your, scissors select tool, which is at the all the way at the end, next to the color selector tool, looks like scissors, and then you, go all the way around what you want. And also, have feathers edges down to 2.5. And interactive boundary on.
When you're done with this, can you please repeat it again? This mic is slow. I'm trying to follow along.
So from there, you just got the image on a transparent background, and you can copy that into another GIMP window.
Yeah.
But if you try to copy something with a transparent background to paint, it just comes out black, and you want that.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. It happens.
Well, you could right click on the black. With your color selected tool and paint, and then it would be all the black.
Yeah, it doesn't work if part of it is black outline.
Or if it's feathered, because then it just gets weird.
And
it's always just better to do the whole thing again. So now that we're done with that, I think Garda wanted to talk about something else in GIMP too.
Okay, go ahead, Garda.
Okay, so I'll be teaching how to make glow eyes, actually. So, first, you're going to want to get your sprite's head or sprite's body or whatever you want to use to make the eyes glow. And then paste them again. Make, what I usually do is once I make a new file in GIMP, I usually make the background zero, or make it transparent, or zero opposite-y. And just paste it in.
How do you make the background transparent?
You go to the bar that says layers, channels, paths, undo, and yada yada.
Oh, that, yes?
Yeah, and you'll find opacity and just change that to zero.
Well, sometimes that window isn't there, so if it's not there, click on windows at the top. Go to recently docked, closed docked.
I can't access anything at the top. I can't access anything in layers.
Okay.
If you can't find that layers, channels, undo, poop, paths, and such, window, I know. This is for the viewers. This is for the viewers. If that window doesn't show up, click on windows at the top of the bar, about top, and go to recently closed docs, and it should be under that.
Okay. Now, if you're pasting your head from MS Paint, there's going to be a white around it, so you need to cut the white out. But also make sure when you paste it, make sure that it's the new layer. And then what you're going to want to do is you're going to...
I have a question.
What?
For some reason, I can't access the opacity. Won't let me change it.
Hey.
Well,
I actually don't do it with paths or anything. But I personally find it's always interesting to, like, see how other people do it.
Opacity and layers.
There's a little opacity thing at the top.
Oh, I thought you said
cat. I know. It won't let me move it.
Yeah. You have to be on the background to be able to move it. Sometimes it doesn't work when you're on the...
Well, if you're editing the opacity of the glow around the eyes, you can always just,
Kohu's still on making the background transparent.
Oh, the background.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll talk about that later.
I'll help you later. I will help you later, okay?
We'll help you out later, okay.
And now we're just doing it for the listeners.
Take the select the color tool and click one of the shades of the eyes, and then if you're using an RC sprite, since there's two shades, you want to hold shift and press select color on the next pair, or the next shade, and then from there you would go to expand and go to grow, and it depends how big you have the sprite. If you have it like times 400, you would want to expand it by 4 pixels.
I have something to say.
Okay.
If you use the color select by color tool, and all of your sprites are on a single layer, they'll select all the colors of all the eyes on that single layer.
So another thing you can do is use the magic wand tool, which is kind of like the
pixel. That works too.
That's what it does in this area.
Yeah.
So that's always good. And now we can just copy that into a new layer and do the glow.
Yep.
Well, what I do is after I'm expanded, you go to feather it, whatever you expand it by.
Can you explain to the viewers and me how you expand something?
Go to select and go to and find grow, and then you choose how many pixels you want to grow by.
Right. Kobu, you right click and go under select, and it should be under there.
Or you can go to the select in the top bar.
Yeah.
So then you want to feather it by how much you are. Oh, I usually feather it like a 15 or so. It makes it well rounded, and then you want to find the color tool, grab the color, and then fill in the light, or grab the lightest shade of the eyes, and then you want to press Control comma, and you have glowing eyes.
Colorful?
Control comma. Or just fill it in.
I usually use a 20 feather. It works really well.
The size of the eyes. For normal size sprites, I'll just do 5. But for bigger sprites, I can...
For bigger sprites, you want to use something bigger.
Yeah.
It's really just a matter of personal opinion.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you make it... What's the box
now? You... After you've grown it, feather it, and then you do Control comma, which fills it in with the lightest shade of color. And there you have glowing eyes.
Yep.
If it doesn't work, then just PM me and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Because I got this from Just X Hall, which got it from MK, so. That's that.
Okay. So, shall we go move on to, Artwork 3?
Yeah, sure. So.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Sidonix.
So, for the Artwork 3 news segment, seeing as we don't have anything, like, really worthy, like, Dark 7 or 9 closing down movie topic or anything like that, we decided we'd just take this time to discuss some of our upcoming series. So first, I think I might tell a bit about mine. I'm working on a series right now to play Shadonix Comics temporarily. Its current working title is Shadonix Comics Season -1. It's going to be covering pretty much my character's from his creation up until the very beginning of Season 1, and is pretty much going to close all the plot holes that have been created so far. I'm going to be using Shimoru Tao, and you can look forward to some of the other characters from Season 1 being there. Be some cameos. I promised to Pika I'd get him in there somewhere. But I'm actually really looking forward to the series. It's probably going to be one of the most fun I've ever done in a long time. So
are you done talking about Shadonix Season 1?
I just did. It's really a very draft series. Nothing so far. But as for the title, I'm trying very hard to find some MCR lyric that I can apply to it. Because I love MCR.
Na 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 na. Sorry.
I was thinking something more like not Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
Okay,
I. That's the only song I've heard, so.
I'm playing for Solo Gong Series 2.
Okay.
It's actually the return of my past cover series.
Wow.
Stardom, which failed epically. But this time I'm actually going to be using Sprite, which I wasn't last time I was using Stick Figures.
Okay.
It's going to get case return, and I already have a PGF for it.
We might have lost some of the,
And we're also but we're also going to do Tremoral Sigma.
Cool.
I'm going to use Tremoral Sigma for it.
Glad to see a lot of new people are using it. Alright,
yeah.
So Garage is doing
something. I plan to combine Darkseid's Closet joke somewhere along it. With a joke that I came up with a long time ago.
Gotta love the old closet.
Now.
But it gives a twist to the closet.
Now.
Yep.
Hey, who has Siri?
Well, we were just briefly discussing Shadonix's comic season negative one and Kohu's attempt at stardom. And now I think Dark is going to talk a bit.
I heard yours, but I didn't get
it. Great return. Kohu's attempt at stardom return. Season 2.0, whatever.
Anyways.
Well, you can always listen to it when you're editing or something. Or when I'm editing.
Yeah.
Or once a week.
Okay. I'll
edit it. So, Cardis passed. I have got nowhere so far, except for maybe a couple backgrounds. That's not very good. Not very good at all. And I blame school for that. Anyways.
It's yeah, that's also my excuse for not making a single comic ever.
Okay. So, it's like one giant comic, and basically, so I don't get the audience bored all of a sudden, let's split it up between 30 days and release it daily. Now, I have a feeling this is going to take a while, so I probably need my spring break to maybe get a little start on it, and then all of summer to finish it, because I have got nothing.
We are waiting patiently.
For those of you that are listening to this, if you would like to cameo in it, that would be awesome, because I need a lot of cameos.
Dibs.
Will it be cameo?
Anybody can cameo.
Alright, so...
As long as they give me their Chamorros to Shane and they PM me.
I have a series of coming up. Should I talk about it?
When is the series coming up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I have this new series coming out called Messing with History. Kind of like the Messing with Sasquatch commercials. It's where me and my brother and some other guys from the NPC create a time machine and go through time accidentally and mess stuff up and such.
Now... I saw this before, or I saw that on the wiki. Now, I actually had a question about that, because I believe a while ago, like a long while ago, Sukuma and Enar made a series called Messing with History, or something.
Yeah, Sukuma,
Enar, there were a bunch of other people.
Well, I believe...
Twisted History, yeah.
I've never heard of
it. That.
I've never heard of that.
Another thing I just remembered I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Do you guys remember late last year, MK made the absolutely true and in no way fabricated story of Santa Claus?
I do!
Oh, yes!
I'm making one for Easter.
Yes!
I've already got the story fleshed out.
Absolutely true and all fabricated story of da-da-da.
What is it?
That should be coming in a running... Gag.
What is it again?
The Easter Apocalypse.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh.
Wonderful Apocalypse is wonderful.
Oh, man, we should have had Utah in this episode because of that.
We were going to guest star.
Oh, yeah, he's just such a zombie.
Yeah. And technically, he is a zombie in this comic.
No, he's a zombie killer.
So, I found Twisted History.
Anyway, moving past this blatant advertisement in our...
Anyways, I found Twisted History. It has Enar, Caboose, Toranuba, Kotu, Ipenguin, Taraga, Donkey.
Wait,
yes, I told you there was Ipenguin in it.
Oh, yeah, Caboose.
As in, like, red versus blue Caboose.
I don't know.
Yes, actually it was. That's why he was Caboose. Pay attention to that stuff.
Anyways, also, there's also, R, T, and DNA. Sukuma, Zonas, and ex-authors Roshan.
Wait a minute. Oh,
dang.
DNA is our very own Calbrand.
Who?
Our C and DNA is our very own Calbrand.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Alright.
And I will
He's through Apocalypse Hell!
I won't give anything.
So, there's nothing else anybody wants to discuss for news. I think that wraps it up.
No.
I just forgot that I was gonna, what kit I was gonna use.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably either gonna use Tomorrow 666 Shade or, what's it called? RZMIK.
RZMIK.
I'm probably gonna use RZMIK, though.
It's RZMIK.
Anyways, Gattatech, are you working on a series?
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about it?
No?
Okay. How about Darklight?
I don't really have
me?
Much.
Yeah, Darklight, do you have anything coming up?
No, nothing new. I should put up an A.
How about news on, like, progress on comics? Or is that what we just talked?
Nothing much about it.
How is our next comic going, or something like that?
I haven't started yet.
Oh. I'm almost done with mine.
I'm almost done with planning my next comic series.
Yay!
I just need 2 more CGSs.
Don't say when I'm faint.
Or I can just give one of my or I can just throw in 2 original characters instead of CGSs.
Like me. Characters. I'm an original character.
You would be in it anyways, Bile.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna.
Not just because you wanted CGS in the original case.
Huh.
You're also a member of NGC.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, I think that pretty much does it.
I can't believe I almost forgot that I can't believe I totally forgot you were in the NGC. I'm so dumb.
Dude, what is he doing here otherwise?
I know.
Maybe I'm like a second guest? Oh, wait. Maybe I'm the guest and Darklight is a member of the NGC.
Or maybe he's just
in on that. You're the guest star. No. You're the guest star, except you're not.
Alright.
I'm the guest NGC member.
So, I think that does it for this episode.
Alrighty then.
Yep.
This has been another wonderfully hilarious episode of the NGC cast. Hope we'll see you guys here next time.
Oh my god, what the heck was that?
Wonderful ending, Koho. Wonderful ending.
Alright. Well, that wraps it up. Bye, guys.
Alrighty then.
Bye.